Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Michael Sparks, and it's the Sparks Team AMSL training call. It's Monday, April 21st, 2014. And excited about tonight's call. It's going to be a good one. We're talking about compensation plan. First up, though, the AMSL University prices have been extended through the 30th of April, so we have another about a week here to get yourself registered and take advantage of that $50 discount on the dealership as well as your spouse dealership to get a discount on that. This really is some great training. It'll cost you about $1,000 to $1,500 to get up there, get trained, and get back. But I guarantee within the next year, that investment will pay itself back 10 times or more over just off of what you learn. So get yourself to AMSL University. It's not too late. A couple of things. Some folks are looking at flights. You can fly into Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they do have a shuttle that will take you up to Duluth. So I know there's not as many flights going into Duluth, but you can fly into Minneapolis, St. Paul on your favorite carrier and take a shuttle. We always like to drive because it's a beautiful drive up there and the scenery is great. So maybe you could fit in drive-in into your schedule or carpool with somebody. Even that would help save some money. Tonight, we're going to discuss the compensation plan and earning commission in your AMSL business, and hopefully you've had a chance to read over the G47, which is the G47B, and this is the AMSL dealer compensation brochure. I linked to it in the email last night, and also if you're on your computer right now and you want something to look at, you can pull it up. It's in the dealer zone under business tools and then literature and dealer literature, and then you pull up the G47. We'll try to give some background on the compensation plan tonight and then some ideas how it works. So it's kind of a stuff that maybe people haven't don't know about how it works and all that, and so I'm not just going to read it down and give some background information. First up, people ask, well, what type of compensation plan does AMSOIL follow? And actually, we're a hybrid type of compensation plan. It doesn't say that in there, but this is what it is. It's a hybrid, and it's the only one that I know of in our type of industry. The hybrid is a cross between direct sales, where a person sells a product and earns a commission, and multi-level or MLM type of plan. This is where a dealer can sponsor others into their business and then earn additional commissions and bonus from the people that they're working with in their business. The MLM side of the AMSL business can be best described as a stair-step breakaway type of plan. There's many plans out there in network marketing. And a long time ago, before I knew what this was, I'd hear people say, well, what kind of plan are you in? Well, heck, I didn't know. And I finally discovered it. But there's other plans like Unilevel, Binary, Matrix, and others that are out there. The AMSL marketing plan is tried and true, and it's a great method of building residual income through the compensation plan that pays each distributor based on their current monthly sales volume. So we only get paid in our business based off of your production or your products that you're selling on a monthly basis. The higher your sales volume, the higher the percentage of compensation you receive. This is the stair step part of the plan and can be viewed on page 2 of the G47. The breakaway part of the compensation plan can be found on page 3, and this happens when a dealer reaches direct jobber and his group breaks away from that person's sponsors downline. From there, all the monthly volume, while the dealer maintains his direct jobber status, stays with that dealer. The sponsoring dealer then receives an override or a bonus based on the number of direct jobbers and total monthly sales volume of those direct jobbers. So that is the breakaway side of the plan. Stair-step breakaway is one of the oldest and largest, is one of the oldest type of network marketing plans out there, and it's actually used by some other companies like Amway and Tupperware. The way I look at it, and this is kind of the way I've explained it over the years, is that while you're working at your AMSL business consistently and correctly, you earn less just starting out, just like starting out any other type of job. And as you gain experience And as you train those in your group correctly, you begin to earn higher percentage of commission. The key is not to be stuck at or near the bottom forever. This is a type of a ladder. This is not a bed, as Jim Rohn says. You work the ladder, or you with the stair step in our case. Work at your business, and you'll receive higher commissions based off of the same amount of work. So someone starting out at the business, you can look there at the box on page 2. It starts out at 2% and goes up to 5% and 8%, all the way up to 23% and 25% at the direct jobber level. So a person selling, let's say, a quart of oil at the 2% level, well, that same person that may be for the month at the 23%, they're going to earn more for that same quart of oil going through their business with less work. So the key is to get yourself in your business earning those higher level, those higher percentages of commission as quickly as possible. One of the biggest problems of starting out in our business is, or not in our business, but in someone that is in a direct sales MLM type of business, is that it can take a long time at the 2% level to really earn any significant type of income. And this is where the commercial and retail on the shelf program shines. And it's one of the best reasons to start right away to working with commercial and retail on the shelf business is because of the fact you earn a direct sales or cash commission plus an MLM volume commission, albeit the volume commission on the commercial retail is decreased to compensate for that sales commission. But you do earn a high direct sales, we call it a cash commission, by working with commercial retail accounts, retail on the shelf, that is. If you work with a commercial retail account in the very beginning of your business, this is your biggest bang for your buck. And it will help increase your commissions right away. Placing retail on the shelf or commercial orders, placing, say, $500 to $1,000 orders at a time, you could be making upwards of 20% right off of those right off the bat. So $200 to $400 a month just off of commercial retail business is not uncommon in the very beginnings of your business. After a point in time, be comfortable with your cash flow in your AMSL business, then it may be smart to start focusing on your volume, which is the compensation based off of the multi-level marketing. That would be mostly dealing with preferred customers and sponsoring dealers in your business. And shooting for a direct jobber is the next goal after that. With the commercial retail account, that's where you want to focus on the account direct program. How to earn a commission. There's no inventory requirement in the AMSOIL business. This is we have direct sales and direct shipping of products, product ship from the AMSOIL corporate warehouses directly to your customers. So there's no certain amount of sales numbers to earn a commission. Unlike the G47, it says you have to, if you look under there, it says how to earn a commission. It says you have to sell at least 5 customers every month and 70% of your product purchase for the month must be for sales and not making inventory and all this stuff. This is part of the compensation plan that's required by law. We are not required to have inventory. Sometimes it makes sense to keep inventory. Other dealers, they don't have any inventory at all, so that's not a requirement. I believe AMSOIL, as long as you have enough volume to earn a commission, they will pay you a commission off of that. The disclaimer, though, is, one other thing here is you even earn commissions on products that you buy for your own use. So this is another sales thing for a lot of people that say they might have a business where they'd be using AMSOIL products at their business. They could sign up to become AMSOIL dealers, and they're still going to earn commission on the products that they are using at their business, whether it be a retail business or a commercial business. They could become AMSOIL dealers and earn commissions on their own products. Disclaimer, AMSOIL does not pay out the same commission twice on the same volume of product. So if your volume is equal to the dealer that you sponsored, you will only earn the percentage off your own activities and not your sponsored dealer. for instance, and this is primarily when you're first getting started in your business, and if you go back again to the commission schedule, and let's just say you had 150 commission credits for the month, you're at the 2% level, and then the dealer you sponsored had 150 commission credits, that would be 300 commission credits. Well, he would earn 5%, and you would earn 5%, but only on the 5% of your own products, because you're both at the 3% or the 5% level. If you have questions about that, definitely contact me. I can be this could be confusing, and I don't want to mislead anybody, but just contact me if you do have questions about the compensation plan as far as the payouts and everything. But I just wanted to let everybody know that if you're at the same level as the same person you sponsored, you're only going to pay that out one time. You don't get paid twice on the same amount of volume is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, the personal minimum requirement to satisfy, to earn a commission on your sponsored dealers is 50. You have to have 50 commission credits or be incentive qualified, which means you've sponsored one qualified dealer, preferred customer, or retail on the shelf or commercial account for the month, or sponsoring 12 in the past 12 months. So once you're incentive qualified, the 50 commission credit minimum goes away, meaning that you're sponsoring on a regular basis. If you're sponsoring on a regular basis, I guarantee you'll have a whole lot more than 50 commission credits on a monthly basis. How to become a direct dealer. There is no sponsoring requirement to become a direct dealer or a direct jobber. This can be done on personal sales volume alone if you want. I've known dealers that bought enough product for their own use that they became direct jobbers just off of that. But for the long term, if you're serious about growing and building your AMSOIL business, the best approach is to sponsor an AMSOIL team, and that's the best for the long run as far as being a direct jobber. There'll be a point in time where you cannot maintain the enough volume on yourself that having a team of AMSOIL dealers that are working with you can bring that sales volume up significantly. And again, how to become a direct jobber. This is the same as a direct dealer. You become a direct jobber by doing direct dealer over 3 months in a row. So that's basically 3,000 commission credits for the first month. That's a direct dealer. You maintain that title for 1 year. But if you do that for 3 months in a row, if you do direct dealer the first month, the second month direct dealer, third month direct dealer, then you become a direct jobber. The direct jobber performance commission, or as I call it, the mysterious grid. For the longest time, I had no clue what that grid on page 3 of the G47 really meant. I'd study it and I'd look at it and like, well, how does this work? It's very confusing. It looks like something I'd get in math class or something, and I just couldn't hardly figure this thing out. But basically, once you have a direct jobber that is underneath you, the person breaks away, you sponsor somebody, they build up and become a direct jobber, they break away, then instead of getting the commission credits from their business, you get a direct jobber performance commission, and it's based off of the amount of commission credits that they have in a month and however many first-level direct jobbers you have. And you get a 5 to 9% based on that volume. The beauty of this program is that it's long-term. Some dealers say, well, you know, why would I want to have direct jobbers? Don't I earn less? And I say, no, you can earn significantly more by helping your dealers reach direct jobbers. Direct jobbers have proven they can build an AMSOIL business. DJs are, for the most part, now at a level they can start working with their own group and helping them become successful. So that allows you to take your focus on some new dealers that you've sponsored. The veteran dealers that have made direct jobber, they're out there doing the same thing you are. So they're multiplying your efforts. Direct jobbers are more self-sufficient, meaning that they're not calling you for every little question. They can find answers out on their own. Successful DJs have steady business. This helps smooth out the peaks and valleys of your personal business and your personal group. Somebody maintains a direct jobber level on a monthly basis. You know, everybody knows, like, if you have a lot of power sports customers like I do, the wintertime gets a little bit lower than the summertime. Well, having direct jobbers and active dealers on your team really balances out some of your retail and commercial accounts when they're ordering and so forth. So it's really a help in balancing out your business. The key to success in AMSOIL is steady and continual growth, and know that it's harder in the beginning than it will be later on when you have established business. The way I did it when I first got started was once I reached a level, say 800 commission credits a month, I did everything I could to maintain that and move higher. I did 800 for a month or 2 months in a row, and then I said, well, I'm going to try to get to 1,000 next month. And then from 1,000, I'd stay around there for a few months and move up to 1,200. And once I made 1,200, I'd try to go for 1,500 or 1,800 and so forth and whatnot. And really, after about a year, your business really can take off if you are continually billing on a regular basis. Just keep going month after month, and if you find yourself sliding backward, that's time to put on the pour on the coals, as they say, and really start working at your business. Keep building your dealers and your customers and your accounts, and your successes will come. So with that, I'm going to open up to questions. I know folks might have some questions on the compensation plan today. Kind of went over it briefly, but if there's any questions out there, I'd be glad to answer them. Any questions on the compensation plan?
Mike, I got a quick question. This is Dale Jr.
Hey, Dale.
Just a kind of a personal insight. Whenever you were sharing your strategy just now, when you started out, you try to beat your best month each time. Was there a specific strategy that you used to improve your volume each month? Like, did you try different things, or did you just stick on one particular thing that you were really good at? What was your personal strategy?
Well, my personal strategy when I first started out was to really go after the commercial retail on the shelf program, because, like I said in the beginning of the call, that's where you make the cash commission. So I went out there and was registering, several commercial retail accounts on a weekly basis. And this was without doing any kind of trade shows or anything like that. I would just go out in my town, drive down the street, and find some folks to sign up, get them to place orders and whatnot. And then the commission credit side of the business was the preferred customer program had just gotten started at that point in time. So I was really working kind of like a dual business, commercial retail, and then at night or in the, you know, anybody I ran into that didn't qualify for commercial retail, they became preferred customers. And that really built the commission credit volume pretty quickly. The internet was first coming in, so I was doing some things on the internet as well, which was gaining a lot of preferred customers that way starting out. So that's kind of what I did. And you know, when I got up to the 1,000 level, I kept, I did a little bit of everything. I didn't just do one thing. I did, commercial retail. I did preferred customer. I started sponsoring dealers right away. I didn't focus on sponsoring dealers right away, or I didn't focus on the preferred customers. I'd probably say I did 80% commercial retail and 20% dealer PC. I did that probably for the first 2 or 3 years, just getting that sales volume up. And then as time goes by, now I focus on finding dealers that are willing to really work at the AMSOIL business, because I find that that's just my strength. So that's kind of why I do that. So that answer?
It is. Great answer. If you had hindsight, now looking back where you are now, was there anything you would have done differently that might be good advice for us new guys?
I think I would have been I've always built my AMSOIL business only using the money that I earned from the business. And maybe hindsight in 2020, I would have maybe spent some more of my personal money to maybe implement some things back in those days that would have had more traction. For instance, the internet. I didn't do any investment in the internet. I did it all from scratch, what I learned on my own and all that stuff. So I really could have maybe put some money into a better website and learning some of that stuff a little faster. I could have, you know, had better traction on the internet. That's all.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else have a question? I just put somebody on mute.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan Henley here. Hey, I'm driving down the road. I might not have heard your first part on the compensation plan, but just to comment, I know just to encourage Dale and anyone else that's newer in the business, is get T1 certified. You will get a thorough understanding of how the commissions are paid and how it really pays to balance out your business with sponsoring and then, you know, commercial retail accounts, catalog sales, et cetera, in that T1 plan. They have some very simple, you know, the exercises and things that'll help you understand that pretty easily, you know.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
complicated. And but I can't encourage anyone listening enough, if you're not T1 certified, get T1 certified. It's free money. It's good money, and it's good leads, and you're throwing away opportunities that Amsoil is going to pay, especially with this new shipping situation they've got for, you know, catalog customers. I believe our businesses, we're going to just start seeing more and more commissions come in, because it just kind of helps people, you know, mess with their brains in a positive way to buy stuff. You know?
Yeah, well, it definitely people love having free shipping, that's for sure, and I think it is going to be a good thing for most dealers, especially ones that are T1, because people are just going to be finding Amsoil and learn about the free shipping, and they're going to just go log on to Amsoil.com and buy products without even knowing that there's a dealer available, and your chances of getting one of those people that log on is zero if you're not T1, and if you are T1, then of course you get thrown into the pool. So that's true for as a matter of fact. I want to go back to the sponsoring thing when I was first starting out. You know, the awards and recognitions, you know, most companies don't give out nearly the awards and recognitions that Amsoil does. And, you know, you get a little keychain for sponsoring a dealer, and I think you get a keychain. I thought that was the coolest thing. And really my target was I really wanted the Amsoil ring. I looked in the awards and thing from Amsoil, and I said, there's going to be a day when I get the Amsoil ring. And guess what? It happened. So don't set your sights on, you know, sponsoring 1, 3, or 5 dealers. You know, go into the back of the book and, you know, get the ring and the watch, and you know, maybe by that time they'll have you know, something else that's even bigger. So it's definitely works. One last question, if anybody got one before we log off for tonight. Any questions about the compensation plan? If you had anything that you're unclear of, just, you know, speak up. Be glad to talk about it. Okay. Well, appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. It's been a great call. I hope it opened your eyes to some of the information about Amsoil. I know the compensation plan can be confusing. If you do have any questions about it, just feel free to email me, and I'll explain it better for you and help you understand it. So with that, I hope everybody has a great night, and go sell some Amsoil. Good night.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Thanks.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, John.